Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Pacifica National Board's Personnel Committee meeting. It is Friday, April 6th, and happy Mother's Day to those mothers out there and the people who aren't mothers, if you do celebrate. Thank you very much. And, of course, please continue to contribute to the Pacifica Foundation. Our Secretary, Teresa Allen, could you kindly call the roll?
All right. Teresa Allen is here. Nia Bediaco.
Present.
Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Afia Wangaza. I'm hearing. Afia, I can't hear you. Marcel Reed.
Here.
Here, thank you. Andrea Turner.
Present.
Thank you. Is there anyone else on the call? Okay. That's it, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Secretary. And tonight, we have seven items on the agenda. The draft agenda for tonight is, and pardon my raspy voice, I'm hoarse. One is call to order and roll call, 5 minutes. Two, approval of agenda, 5 minutes. Three, approval of minutes, 5 minutes. Four, finalizing description of committee, 5 minutes. That's your release date. But anyway, we'll leave it at that when we get to it.
Hello?
Hi, Afia. Welcome. Okay. Five is discussion of proposed PD hire process, 60 minutes. Six, review action items, 5 minutes. Seven, and we always say the best for last, adjourn. Could I get a motion to approve the agenda, if you so
desire? I move that we approve the
agenda.
Okay. All righty. Is there any objection to approving the agenda? Okay. Great. We have no minutes, so we have done items 1, 2, and 3. The description of the committee, that was sent out by Lydia Brazon, thank you very much, from KPFK. And this is after we wordsmithed it, well, actually, we don't have any snips. We have Brazons, we have Reeds, and we have Turner. So after we word all those names, this is what we have come up with. Madam Secretary, would you like to read it?
Yes, I can. I'll be happy to do that. Bear with me 1 minute. All right. This is the PNB Personnel Committee purpose. The PNB Personnel Committee shall create and distribute the performance evaluation forms and facilitate the subsequent evaluation processes of the Foundation's Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer, and make recommendations to the board with regards to their job descriptions, comma, employment contracts, comma, compensation, comma, retention, and separation from employment, period, with the aim of increasing equity and uniformity among persons doing similar work throughout the foundation, comma, the committee's responsibilities shall include but are not limited to the review of the general manager and interim general manager hire processes, as well as the PD and IPD hire processes, comma, the Pacifica Foundation employment manual, organizational charts, comma, paid and unpaid staff issues, and any policies and processes regarding other personnel matters.
Okay. Thank you very much. So that was what we did. That was what we approved. I just wanted you to hear it in its finality, and we're done. And we're done with that. We spent a lot of time doing that. Now, we're on to the meat of tonight's matter, which
Madam Chair, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I do think that we need two commas in there, and I think that instead of putting IPD, we should make it interim PD, if you don't mind.
Oh.
I think these are just clerical things.
Okay. I don't mind.
Okay.
So just correct them in your minutes and
okay.
Send them out to us, and where should the first comma go?
Where it says the committee's responsibilities shall include, comma, but are not limited to, comma, the review of.
Okay.
And then where it says IPD, I think you should put interim, just as we did with interim general manager.
General manager, to be consistent. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so we will hold this aside on... Now, I would like to present this to the PNB next. What day are we having this meeting now? whatever day next week. So that was the motion that we worked on, but I wanted everybody to see it, to hear it again, and to agree to it before I send it on. So this is what I'm going to send on, okay?
Then I move that we approve this description of the committee's purpose as just described.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? 3, 2, 1.
I have a question.
Okay.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
My understanding, if it serves me correctly, the personnel committee is one of the few committees that is mentioned in the bylaws with great specificity. In which instance, I think that it's important, and the draft may well be consistent with that. But I'm concerned that it's in fact consistent with that.
Let me pull out my bylaws here. You know, when you read this thing, it's hard. It's hard to remember.
I don't remember the mention of personnel.
Yeah,
in the bylaws.
I was going to say that, Teresa, but sometimes, you know, I get a little foggy, and I'm sorry. I normally have the bylaws with me. What we had to do, thanks to Lydia Brazan, who has been around for a long time, notice I didn't say she's old, my Lydia, and she dug up quite a few of these things and sent them to us, actually like 3 years in a row. So we went through this pretty thoroughly here, but like I said, could I just so, because I know that folks have to go, and we spent a lot of time on this. How about
can we just amendment?
You're really fading in and out. It's hard to hear you.
I would offer an amendment.
Okay.
And the amendment would be simply to add the clause as is consistent with the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation. And I think I would address it.
Okay. Provided it's in there, right?
I don't think it's in there.
Okay. So.
Well, even if it isn't, I think that we're compelled to comply with the bylaws of the foundation.
Okay. How about if we do this? Can we do this via email? Because I went... Oh, goodness.
That's fine with me.
My bylaws. Look at it.
What is there to be... Is there something specific? I'm driving, so I can't look at the bylaws. I know that from the inception of the personnel committee, that the chart has varied from board session to board session, depending on the needs of the board at that particular time. I'm not advocating that, but it's just what it has been. So there's a history of motions delineating it. When I first came on, there was a charge that was developed, and that was in 06, in June of 06, not when I first came on, but when I was involved with the personnel committee. And the board, because of an issue that arose within that in-person board meeting, decided to create something else for that particular year, or something, not a complete substitute, but something else. And then we proceeded with the other. But anyway.
Okay. So,
but to my knowledge, I don't know that there's anything specific that would conflict with the bylaws. All of the bylaws are, as most organizational bylaws, they allow, obviously, for the motions to and policy to flush out the bylaws. The bylaws are not intended to be policy.
Okay. So, like I said, I don't recall being there because I know we went over it. So can we agree that I will check the bylaws as soon as I can find them, or I would have to go on the internet. I will look through if it's there, and then I will communicate with you guys via email but I would like to get this to the PNB next week, okay? Is that okay, Athea? Does that sound fair? Okay, thank you.
I'm a little bit confused. If you find that in the bylaws it mentions the personnel committee, are you going to put in the phrase that Athea is asking for?
Yes.
So
okay.
Shall I write down the phrase that Athea, again, the phrase that Athea is coming up with?
I guess it's basically to be in compliance, to be in compliance with the bylaws.
So where do you want that? At the very last part of the paragraph? The PNB Personnel Committee shall create and distribute the performance evaluation forms and facilitate the subsequent evaluation processes of the Foundation's Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer and make recommendations to the Board with regard to their job descriptions, employment contracts, compensation, retention, and separation from employment, period. With the aim of increasing equity and uniformity among persons doing similar work throughout the Foundation, comma, the committee's responsibilities shall include but are not limited to the review of the general manager and interim general manager hire processes, as well as the PD and interim PD hire processes, comma, the Pacifica Foundation employment manual, comma, organizational charts, comma, paid and unpaid staff issues, and any policies and processes regarding other personnel matters.
In compliance with the bylaws.
How about
why not start out with that? In compliance with the bylaws, the personnel committee will blah, 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 blah.
Thank you, Andrea.
Is that accepted? Do people prefer it at the beginning or the end?
I think in the beginning.
Compliance with specific bylaws, the personnel committee will, and you list all of that other rhetoric, you know.
Okay. Do you have that, Teresa?
I'm going to say, Athea Wangaza moved that if the chair finds reference.
No, I didn't move. No, Teresa. What I said was that I thought that clause should be added.
Okay, but I'm reluctant to add in compliance with the bylaws if we find that there's not even a reference to the personnel committee in the bylaws, which I don't think there is.
Okay, so that's why I said if it's there, we will add it. If not, we'll leave it as is. I think that Athea agreed to that. Am I correct, Athea?
That is correct.
Okay, so I
find it difficult to understand why anybody would think that a committee of the foundation would be permitted to operate in any fashion other than in compliance with the bylaws.
So let's only had 5 minutes on this, and we're going way beyond. Way beyond the 5 minutes. So is there any strong objection to in compliance with the bylaws, if it's in the bylaws, at the beginning? Okay, hearing none, then that's what we'll go with. And if the personnel committee is not in the bylaws, that will not be there. Okay? All right. So let's move on. Thank you, ladies. The number five, discussion of proposed PD hire processes. I came up with 10 things here. I got input from talking with people in Formula Media, Marcel, I think Andrea. And I got some of the processes from various stations. And Arlene also sent me what Ahmad came up with. And putting those all together, this is what I came up with that I think was short and to the point. Now, all six of us, well, five of us are here. There are 10 items. So I'm going to, well, Lydia is driving, so she won't be able to read. So why don't, let's see. Andrea, you want to start with the first two? Just start with the first two.
My thing, my thing is going in and out on you guys. So can someone else talk? Yeah.
Marcel?
I don't have them in front of me. I'm sorry.
Okay. Teresa, do you want to go and see? You want to take the first one?
I'm in the process of preparing to leave, as I told you earlier.
Okay.
So
no problem. Waiting. No problem. Okay. So, Teresa, you want me to do it, or you want me to do it while you take the minutes?
I'm a little bit confused.
Are we on the first one? Or where?
Okay.
The found what?
Okay. I'll read.
The hire process.
Yeah, the title is Pacifica Foundation Program Director Search Process. The first paragraph says, the following steps must be taken in sequence in order to conduct an approved search for a candidate to fill an open position, period. All references below to, quote, national office, unquote, specifically include the National Human Resources Worker, comma, if one is in place, comma, or if not, comma, the ED. And the reason that I use the word worker, because as you know, we no longer have an HR director, and Arlene had said that she would be contracting out, you know, to people doing the work for us. So that's why I put that there. So it covers everyone that we have or might get in the future. So is there any objection to that first paragraph? Okay. Hearing none.
Wait a minute. One more question. Let me clarify. A search for any candidate to fill an open position. You don't want to say this. Now, the title says Pacifica Foundation Program Director Search Process.
Right. Okay, so you're saying because it says the program director search process must be taken to for a candidate to fill an open position. Doesn't that imply that it's a program director position?
Or okay, that's
fine. You want more specific language, Teresa?
Well,
no,
we could just put fill an open PD position. We could do that.
Okay. But that's the title of this document, though. So
Okay, no problem then.
Okay.
I'll just leave it
right.
Plain.
Okay. Yeah. We're not going to... Okay, number one. Is
the
anybody else...
The LSC creates search committee. The PMB recommends that it include a minimum of 9 members. The committee shall include paid and unpaid staff members. Names, email addresses, and phone numbers of all committee members shall be sent to the national office. Period.
Okay. I'll take a stack if anybody has any concerns about this first one. Any concerns? Okay.
Two.
Number two.
A copy of the job description, candidate evaluation criteria, and confidentiality agreement for the committee's non-LSD members are attached.
Okay. I didn't get a chance to do that. However, a copy of the job description, Dan Coughlin, how many executive directors back? I guess Teresa and Lydia could tell me, actually came up with something, and thanks to Lydia again. Lydia sent it to me in a several pages. It is quite concise, and I'm going to use that to come up with something. I don't have it, but that's the idea.
Yeah. What were you saying that I knew or from way back?
Oh, what ED was Dan Coughlin? He was...
The first.
It was the first ED?
The first ED after the lawsuit, with the IPMB.
Okay. Right.
And, he came up with the whatever degree, process is.
Right. So I have that.
Whatever.
Right. But I had to make reference to it here because I am going to use some of what's there and come up with those documents. So it was important as part of the process to include that. Is there any objection to number two?
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
I personally don't think we can finish this process tonight. I think this is a very, it kind of sets the tone for all the other, you know, for the GM process and so forth. And now that we've had time to use that process where it's so global and it came at a time when everybody was involved, we find far less participation now at all levels of governance, I believe. And so I don't know that I would recommend these committees be that large and there be that much participation. I don't want to exclude representation from any sector, but I think we need to remain mindful. What I think would be useful for this committee is to come up with these preliminary thoughts that we're discussing, which I thank you, Nia, for this document because it gives us really good starting point. But I think that we should try to find out from each station, which is represented here in the call, and including, you know, affiliate directors and so forth, is what is the process that's actually in practice right now. I do not believe that that particular process is being used at all the stations. And so I would like to know what other stations are doing and how effective they have or have not found it to be, how cumbersome. Many of the Pacifica searches have taken an incredibly long time to culminate, whether it's GM or PD, and has left us in limbo at the various stations. Now, it may not be because of this, of course, or the population or whatever, but I think that we need to determine what that is before we finalize this process.
Okay. Thank you, Lydia. That's why I said earlier, we should go through it because it's a compilation of feedback that I have gotten. So I'm sure Marcel will see DC's in here. A's, I don't know what went on with A's. Andrea might see herself in here.
Yeah.
I is certainly in here. And from Crozier, Teresa could say, from going through these 10 things, you will see some of it in here. So I think we should go through it. And we can get that feedback. But the thing is, we've been at this for 2 months. And when will this be done? I don't like if I am leading something, I don't like for it to drag out and for us not to accomplish anything. So I will respect that. If we want to use this to jumpstart us, then that's fine. But I would say right now there are 4 interim program directors at 4 stations, and everybody is doing it a little differently. That's the feedback that I have gotten. And I think such an important position, we should be consistent throughout the entire network. So I respect what you have to say, Lydia, but would it be okay to go through this and then we can decide as a committee what our next step should be? Lydia?
I wasn't suggesting we not go through it. I was saying
okay.
We should go through it, see what we end up with. But I still see some bigger issues that we're not going to resolve here. As I stated before, I think the committees are too large.
Okay, no problem. So you're saying the include a minimum of 9. If you had to throw out a number, what number would you throw out? Lydia? Lydia?
Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Hello?
So you're saying
okay.
that the minimum is 2, it's a minimum of 9. What would you suggest there?
No, I'm saying because you were incorporating, including some of the listeners, right? I mean, what was that component? I thought that the original nine were LSD members and staff and
exactly
and so on and so forth. And then you went into another section that had to do. I mean, I'm at a disadvantage because I don't have the document in front of me, but I'm driving.
No problem.
But then the other portion were the listener participation. So did the nine include the listeners?
Yes, yes. The PNB recommends that it include a minimum of nine members. Then
altogether. So how much of each?
The minimum. That's the minimum.
How many of each?
My thought process there was that I would let the LSB decide when each LSB comes up with its motion to form the search committee. I think that's something that each LSB should determine. However, as a process, there should not be less than nine members. Do you get what I'm saying? But it can change. Whatever you think, you know, that we can put in there and what our director colleagues will agree with, that's okay. But do you understand how I came up with that number?
Yeah, that's my question.
Okay. And within that nine, so if you have nine, there has to be a mixture. It'll be a mixture of whatever your LSB motion says. Three staff members, it could be, and in that three is paid and unpaid, three listener delegates, three regular listeners, whatever. But the minimum should be nine. So I'm asking, do you think that minimum is too low or too high?
I don't know. No, you could just move on.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
In a way, I think what Lydia is saying is that sometimes she thinks she thinks the search committee is too large. And I don't know whether you want to state a maximum. It sounds like you want to give the LSBs pretty much leeway, but you should probably, I'm reading it, I'm not quite seeing when, if you're telling the LSB to kind of define, when does the LSB define what members are going to be on the search committee?
Okay, now, but the first thing, sorry, I'm sorry.
It's like on our LSB, we had a search committee, but it was the LSB that got to vote on the candidates.
Okay, we haven't gotten to that step yet. Remember, like I said, I'm trying to do this in chronological order. So the first thing that happens whenever there's an opening is that the LSB creates search committee. You see that right there in number one? That's what happened. And that's what's done throughout all the signal areas, right? That's the first thing that's done.
Okay.
So,
but my question to Lydia is, do you think we should put a maximum number of members because you're stating that was what the problem was?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes, I think that a maximum would help, and I would say the maximum should not be more than 12. I mean, that's way excessive, in my opinion, to get.
Okay.
A maximum of 12.
So you're saying the PNB recommends that it includes a maximum of 12 members?
Well, you could do your minimum nine and your maximum 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not comfortable with some delineation of the composition. I don't think it should just be open.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me hear what Marcel has to say. I think I heard Marcel trying to get in.
Yeah, it was me. I think it should not be 12. I think if we're going to have the committee, it should always be set up with odd numbers. And then number two, perhaps Afia can answer this question. If we just bring in, because we don't have that at W, on our personnel committee, we've always been really concerned about security. And would just people out of the general membership, general listening audience. We've kind of resisted that because we wanted to make sure. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Marcel.
Oh, I thought someone else was speaking. Okay, we've always wanted to make sure that, you know, when the confidentiality agreement was signed on the mass committee, that we could also have some way to enforce, you know, but to assure that the people would adhere to that. So not only do our resumes going out redacted, but we try to make sure that absolutely everything about our candidates is not revealed until the final vetting process.
Okay. So
Yeah,
this just is one second. Hold on a second. So, let me just hear. I heard 12. Lydia said 12. If you had to rewrite that sentence, the PNB recommends that it includes a minimum or maximum. How would you write that sentence? How many members would you say? A maximum of, or a minimum of? How would you say that?
For us, the way we do it at KBA, it should be no more than nine. Are you speaking to me?
No, Marcel.
I would write it that it would, you know, be a
know
minimum.
Let me ready.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. It would be a minimum
Marcel has the floor.
A minimum of whatever, you know, 5, 7, 9. Because we found that when our mass committee at W is too large, it becomes unwieldy. It actually slows down the process.
Okay, that's it. So you're saying, so you gave a range, and your range was, say your range again, please, Marcel, I'm sorry.
For me, the range would be 7 to 11.
7 to 11. Lydia said 9. Okay. Andrea?
Nine minimum.
This is Lydia. I like the 7 to 11. I had only 9 because you had said that, and...
Okay.
I was speaking to the maximum. So 7 to 11, I would support.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Andrea, your turn.
I would support the 7 to 11 because that's basically what we do at KPFA. And we also delineate the specific who that 7 to 11 should include. And it doesn't include any representatives, community representatives on that committee. It's all those who have signed confidentiality forms in the session, including unpaid staff who are represented, paid staff who are represented, and representatives from the LSB with all opposition sides at the table.
Madam Chair.
Okay. So just one second, Teresa. I'm trying to get this down. I hope you are. So
I'm a little
hearing.
Madam Chair, as a secretary.
Just one second, Teresa.
Teresa? Point of personal privilege. As a secretary, I think we need to deal with item number one, and it seems like what Marcel is talking about is item number two or something else. I would like to deal with number one before we move on. Otherwise, I'm confused.
Okay. That's why I was going to say. I'm hearing, right, after the committee created, and the membership we're saying should be from 7 to 11. That's in number one, Teresa.
Right.
7 to 11. That's the membership. That's the population, right? Now, if you want to time
in. We agreed on that.
Okay. One second, Teresa. You've got to give me a chance. You have to give me a chance.
Okay.
Because I like to get everybody's input, and then we'll bring it to a vote, okay? So, just one second. And Ifia, do you agree with the 7 to 11? Are you there, Ifia? She said she was packing up to leave, I think. Okay. I didn't hear from Ifia. Okay. So, Teresa, do you agree with the 7 to 11?
Well, that's fine.
Okay, great. So we got that out of the way. So I have to change that. So in number one, rather than 9, it would be a range of 7 to 11. And we're not going to wordsmith that because now that's going to take too long. All right, now, on to the next sentence. The committee shall include paid and unpaid staff members. I don't think anybody has a problem with that. what I heard some folks say, what I heard some folks say was that they did not want it to be open to the general public.
That's
it should
right.
be, and I'm combining your thoughts now. It should be LSB listener member and LSB staff member. Did I hear that correctly?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's agree.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's agree on that.
So how does that sentence read?
Okay. We don't have a sentence yet, Teresa, baby. Hold a second.
Okay, but until I have a sentence, I don't know whether I can agree to it.
Okay. Well, we can't, what we just need to agree on is who it's going to be. So are you agreeing that paid and unpaid staff, listener, non-listener members, and paid and unpaid, the paid and unpaid staff members, those are non-LSB members. Then if we're saying the LSB members the same, right? Or they should they be the same? LSB paid and unpaid staff members, is that population the same?
Yeah, it can draw from the same pool. I understand what you're saying.
Right, right. So the paid and unpaid LSB members.
Paid and unpaid staff members, you mean, right?
Yes. Yeah, paid and
we
unpaid
want to say
staff.
The committee shall include LSB members
mm-hmm.
as well as paid and unpaid staff members.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Teresa. Just keep that sentence. Like I said, now we're not worrying about sentences. Remember, it's trying to get the people. And you can beautifully design your sentences, okay? So we all agree, paid and unpaid. Okay, now we're moving to the listener members. We're
this
saying,
is Lydia.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, priority, are you saying paid and unpaid LSB members or paid and unpaid staff in addition to the paid and unpaid staff representatives who are already paid and unpaid staff?
Right. That was what I asked. And I
and
think
what was the answer?
I heard the paid and unpaid staff LSB members.
Yes.
So you're happy with that?
I would agree with that. Because you can't make it where it's dominated by paid and unpaid staff.
Okay.
So paid and unpaid LSB members. That it
I
would
have a point
include
of information.
That, assuming they have the time to do it. Again, there's only four of them. So.
Okay. LSB, I'm marching this paper up. Okay. I heard Teresa. Teresa, you have a point of information?
Yes. Are you? I guess I have this question for Lydia. Are you thinking that the people on this search committee include only LSB members?
Well, I think I'm not married to either, but I know they've already mentioned some listeners as well. I haven't decided about that, but the only thing I just wanted to clarify was that in case you had a committee of seven, that you don't have, you know, all of your paid and unpaid staff members of the LSB plus staff, because then it doesn't provide the, you know, the objective input from board members and non-staff people.
Okay. So is that clear now, Teresa?
No,
I didn't give her the complete answer because I haven't decided about the other.
Which you also
continue,
said.
I'd like to hear more discussion about it.
Right. Okay. So in terms of the listener members, I heard we don't want it open to non-LSB listener members. So basically we're saying this committee should be only local station board members. Okay? That's the overall sentiment. Did I hear that correctly?
Well, let me ask a question.
Hello?
Yeah, question. I think I think I will fall, I would go along with that.
I have a question.
Because of the name. Yeah.
Let her finish, Teresa. Finish, Lydia. Second, Teresa. 1 second. Let's
okay.
finish, please. Okay. Are you done, Lydia? Okay.
Wait.
Teresa?
What?
I was are you finished?
Yes, I am, and I'm muting now.
Okay, great.
For a little while.
Go ahead, Teresa.
My question is, Lydia was saying, we only have, we have six, don't we have six staff members on our LSD, correct? Is that correct?
Yes.
Six? Mm-hmm. Six. Or is it eight? Six.
Six.
Is that enough? And the question is, are we going to allow a non-LSB staff member or unpaid staff member, paid or unpaid staff member on the search committee? Or is it only LSB people?
The sentiment was only LSB members. Marcel, Andre, Lydia, that was what I heard, correct?
Right.
Correct. Okay. Next question, Teresa.
My next question would be, it says if we say the committee shall include LSB members, including paid and unpaid staff members, what happens if your LSB members are only unpaid staff members or only paid staff members?
Well, I don't think that can that ever happen? Because
yes,
when they have...
I think that in the past we have had six unpaid staff members on our LSB. None of them were paid, I think.
Okay.
It could happen.
I thought they had the, well, here at WBAI, I've never heard of that. That has never, since I've been around, that has never happened. It's always been paid and unpaid.
Mm-hmm. Always.
How about W, Marcel? I'm not saying it's never happened, Teresa, but I've just never heard of it.
We
don't
have
the bylaws, don't the bylaws say you have to have the representation from paid and unpaid staff?
No, the bylaws say that paid and unpaid people can run as staff, and it doesn't say you have to have a certain number of paid people or a certain number of unpaid people.
Okay, so then there could be a caveat that says if there is no unpaid person, if there is no paid staff on the LSB, then you have to have a staff member. I guess that would be the solution to that. I just did not know that there are LSBs without paid people. I've never heard of it.
Well, they run against each other.
Okay.
It's possible
So what I'm saying is that I believe you, but now we want to come up with a sentence. You know, you use some sentences, Teresa. The sentence would be, that's the caveat. If there is no, whichever one is not on the LSB, then you have to have representation from that population. Okay? So that solves that.
But you could say the committee shall consist of LSB members, comma, including paid and unpaid staff members. Is that good? Is that okay?
Yeah, because the committee. Yes. So you're talking about the committee. Yes. Okay. Is everyone happy with that?
Fine.
Okay. It's 9:20. And we are, the phone numbers and all of that, that's basic. They should be sent. Copy of the job description. Did anybody have a problem with that, number two? Copy of the job description, candidate evaluation criteria, and confidentiality agreement for committees not LSB members. If we're saying now we're not going to have any non-LSB members, well, we just might, based on the scenario that Teresa just laid out. But that needs to be left there. I was going to say we would remove it, but just in case. Correct? Okay. Is everybody okay with that?
I think we ought to just, I'm sorry, go back and touch base a little bit. If you want the committee only to be, the question is, do you want the committee to only be LSB members?
Okay. We said yes to that.
Okay.
Yeah, we said yes to that.
Then I don't
okay.
think you need, then I, personally, I, what I added did not change that. I think that you're not going to need a confidentiality agreement for non-LSB members.
Okay. But you just said, Teresa, that in T, there was a time when you didn't have paid and unpaid staff members. You had only one of a kind. So that's why I'm saying if that should happen again, this is a process that hopefully it won't change too frequently, that if there is that scenario again, then you have that there in number two for your non-LSB members.
Exactly.
Well, then what I should say, I think then what should the sentence should say is the committee shall consist of LSB members, comma, as well as paid and unpaid staff members, or it could be paid or unpaid staff members, period.
Okay, so you're going back to where?
Okay.
Let's not go through the language now, Teresa. If you want to take this and just come up with the language, but you have the understanding of what we're doing, correct?
I think it should read the committee shall consist of LSB members, comma, as well as paid and unpaid staff members. So there will be...
Read that again?
The committee shall consist of LSB members as well as paid and unpaid staff members. So those paid and unpaid staff members don't have to be the LSB members. They could be someone else that the LSB puts on.
You have to have representation. If they were voted on by their paid people or their unpaid, then they have to have representation on the committee by who they were elected to represent. Madam Chair, can we just go through this and then get back, later at the draft or something?
Because we're spending too much time on this now. Let's just move through it. We can do the wording later. And like Lydia said, let's see what it looks like. Because I really want to get, if you guys want to go to the phone, we have to go through all text. So let's just try to go to number three. Who wants to read number three? I'm getting thirsty.
I'll read it. A copy of the job description, candidate evaluation criteria.
Number three.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Search committee shall arrange through the national office for publication of ad in venues reaching diverse communities per FCC EEO guidelines. Ad budget shall be set by the GM and LSB. In addition, ads should be posted at the station's premises, on its website and airwaves, and in its e-newsletter or other publication, period. And I think that should be publication, plural. Application period shall be no less than 30 days, and application shall be submitted to a central location in the national office and then distributed to all committee members via email.
Okay, I'll take a stack. Who wants to comment on this one?
Marcel, then Teresa. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to say that one of the problems that we've had in each one of the searches I've been associated with the W is they drag on too long because we don't have triggers. You know what I'm saying? If we submitted to the national office, this is just an example, and then the national office doesn't act on it for 21 or 28 or 38 days, then we're left at the local level with all that burn time. Could we put something in this that would say we submit and within 7 days or 10 days?
Right.
Okay,
yes.
All right. That's all I wanted to say, because yes. This is set at national for a month.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
They need to respond within 7 days.
Okay, 7 days. So we need to have a deadline for the national office. Teresa, you're next on the staff. Thank you for waiting patiently.
All right. So is there an understanding? What we just agreed to, are we going to put that in the wording later?
We haven't agreed to it yet. You were on the stack. I thought you wanted to add something to this.
So my question is this. As mm-hmm. the secretary, should I have just written down what we just agreed to? Because it sounded like
No, not yet.
So you're keeping track of that?
Yes.
Okay, my question is, where the first sentence, search committee shall arrange through the National Office for publication of... Should that word be ad or ads, plural?
It's only one ad.
For
so
an
each
ad.
Each signal area.
Okay.
Okay.
I would like to say then of an ad.
Okay, an ad of ad. Okay. You like
ad? Reaching. Search committee shall arrange through the National Office for publication of an ad in venues reaching diverse communities per FCC EEO guidelines. I think it should be an ad.
Of ad. I don't agree that and should go there, but I'm not going to quibble over and or no and. Okay. Is that, I mean, that should be okay, because we have to meet those guidelines, FCC and EEO. Pardon my eyesight.
Should there be an and between FCC
yes.
and EEO?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You know what I'm saying that well, sorry.
All right. I put that in now.
Okay. I guess it's a matter of style, the way folks like to write. Now, let's get to go back to Marcel's idea of the search committee shall arrange through the National Office publication of ad in venues. Within 7 days, Marcel? Should we add it within?
Yeah, within 7 days, you know, not to exceed 7 days or however.
Okay. Is everybody happy with that there? Teresa, do you like within at the end? Because you're the ones who usually word Allen's.
Where are you putting this?
I'm saying at the end, within 7 days.
Within 7 days of what? What sentence are you putting this on?
The first one.
Within 7 days, the search... No, or...
No. Search committee shall arrange...
Search committee shall arrange through the National Office for publication of an ad in venues reaching diverse communities per FCC and EEO guidelines.
Within 7 days.
7 days?
Are you asking that the National Office respond within 7 days?
That they place the ad. They place the ad in those diverse, the ad in venues within 7 days.
And the ad... shall be placed within 7 days of the request.
Something like that. So as long as we agree on 7 days.
Okay.
All right. Is there any problem with the rest of that, of number three? Does everyone agree with number three?
Yeah.
The rest of number three? Okay. Andrea, do you want to read number four?
Other question. Well, I do have a question, Madam Chair.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa, the question.
We do ask that the application be no less than 30 days. Do we want to put a maximum on that?
Shall be It's up to the body. I think Lydia might have some feelings about this. Lydia, can you unmute? Application period shall be no less than 30 days. Lydia?
Okay, I'm sorry. What was the question?
Whether she does or not, I think it should be a little bit longer.
The last sentence in number three says...
Should be 60 days.
Just one at a time, folks. Just give me a second. Lydia's back. Application period should be no less than 30 days. An application shall be submitted to a central location in the national office and then distributed to all committee members via email. Is 30 days... I think you had a concern about the 30 days?
The question is... Do we want to maximize it?
Teresa.
Okay.
The application period shall be no less than 30 days. Is that 30 days okay with you, Lydia, or you wanted it longer? What was your...
I'm a believer in range.
Okay.
Because, for example, we might advertise today, and then some folks might think of other... publications or something. So I would say between 30 and 45 days. That would be my personal.
Okay. I knew you. Okay. Sorry, I couldn't remember what you had said.
30
okay.
What?
30 to 45 days. Is that okay with everyone? 30 to 45 days? Okay. Hearing none, that would be 30 to 45 days.
So application period shall range from 30 to 45 days?
The application period shall be 30 to 45 days.
Okay. You don't want to use the word range.
Well, 30 to 45 implies range, doesn't it?
I mean, it's inherent within the statement.
That's fine. That's fine.
30 to 45 days.
Okay. Application period shall be 30 to 45 days.
Okay. All righty. Okay. Number. We're going to move on to number four.
All right.
The search committee shall create a timeline for its work, including meetings, rankings, interviews, and reports at each LSB meeting. There shall be two sets of final interviews, one by any interested paid and unpaid staff, preferably during an evening or evening or weekend to accommodate unpaid staff with day jobs. The other by the committee, which LSB members who are not on the committee may attend, but in which they may not participate. That's a little awkward. I complicate. The timeline shall include a meeting at which the committee shall receive training from the National Office on Laws and Rules concerning the hiring process. That's a mouthful. Mia, you want to explain this?
I think it sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. Here at WBAI, it's important. I think it is important to include our non-paid staff members because, remember, they represent the bulk of the producers on the signal areas. And I think that it is important to have these meetings when they can attend. I mean, we're getting free labor from them. They're going to be working with the program director. It's that's the majority of them. And I think it's important that they be accommodated. And it should not be held during the day when some folks are working. And that's why I think it's important. Andrea said it was too much detail. But I think sometimes that needs to be said. And that's why that's there.
Yeah, that's why I was asking for an explanation. Thank you.
Okay. And... Teresa, do you have any questions? I'm going straight to you.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Ah, you like that one, huh? Okay.